Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com. Right now, talk about being informed. I'm always smarter at the end of a conversation with Harmeet Dhillon. She is a civil rights attorney at the Center for American Liberty, and she's also a national committee woman for the Republican National Committee coming out of the state of California. I want to talk about Republican politics in a bit. But first and foremost, Harmeet Dhillon, thank you for being here. It's always good to talk with you.
Thank you. Always happy to be here with you, Larry.
I want to start with this story yesterday, and I saw you spending some time on social media commenting on it and discussing it. And that has to do with this notion that the Biden administration is going to use private firms for domestic surveillance. And you connect these dots back to the Patriot Act. So let's really talk about this. What's going on here exactly?
Well, so unpacking the current comment in the press, this dates back to the Biden administration's first days and many things that he has said about how the biggest threat to the United States is not foreign extremists, it's not Islamic terrorism, it isn't Russia, it isn't China, it's domestic American terrorism. Now, and of course it's on the right and Republicans who are doing it, and they are using a distorted vision of the January 6th events as their hook for that. Now, on May 4th here, by now, I think the people who are being honest would acknowledge that those January 6th events and the aftermath of them have been grossly overblown, both in terms of what happened that day, as well as the witch hunt for people who were simply standing on the steps of the Capitol and not harming anybody. That has been used as an excuse to get into people's devices, social media history, and then expand out to try to sort of capture a net of so-called domestic extremists who are actually Americans dissatisfied with their government, and that's protected under the Constitution. I mean, the way that the Democrats are acting today is like the Redcoats were acting in the Revolution. You know, they viewed every American standing up for their rights as terrorists and treated us as such, and that's not acceptable. And in days before 9/11, most American liberals were firmly on the side of the state should stay in its lane, and Americans should be presumed to have privacy and not have their devices and their words and their communications searched without probable cause. We abandoned that really with the Patriot Act, but Americans didn't realize how bad the Patriot Act was until, frankly, Edward Snowden came out and told us through his leak of confidential information that our national security apparatus was literally capturing all telecommunications of Americans and filtering them for content that supposedly involved a foreign actor, because that's what the Patriot Act enables. So yesterday when I pointed out that the Patriot Act was the progenitor of this concept of American corporations being used to spy on American citizens, I did not mean that literally. The Patriot Act does not authorize that, but you don't need that. If you have willing American corporations, if you can use the corporations that have gathered all of our data as your spies and pay them for the data, then there isn't a legal problem. But there is a huge philosophical problem with it. Americans have become conditioned to handing over their data, sharing their privacy, using Alexa and Siri to spy on them daily. So many Americans aren't going to care. But for me, as a civil rights lawyer of 28 years of experience, it's absolutely shocking that the government would go to this length and start spying on its citizens. This is what happens in China. I am not exaggerating. This is what happens in other countries. This is what caused the overthrow of countries like Iran's with their secret police. We have a secret police, but they're not so secret. They're American corporations who we willingly do business with.
And is there, I guess your response just now, thorough as it was and detailed as it was, sort of has the answer to this question, is what can we do about it? I guess our only recourse is to not participate in sharing our information willingly. I mean, maybe I'm naive, but I never thought by signing up for social media, then that company was going to turn around and allow the government to use that information against me.
Well, right. And you probably never thought that because the Patriot Act had passed that Verizon and Yahoo and these other entities were handing over your data to the government. But yet that has been happening, and they lied to us about it. Under oath, national security officials questioned about these issues in Congress lied. They have faced no consequences. So that's what's really scary, is that they're lying about it. They're doing it openly. They're doing it every which way. Nothing is private. And, you know, now we're having the government, with the help of corporations, force us to take medical devices with the in the form of vaccines. So I think this is an existential threat. What we can do about it, to answer your question, Larry, is we can elect conservatives. I don't necessarily mean the current crop of Republicans. We can elect conservatives and civil libertarians, even if they're Democrats, who believe in privacy, who believe in civil rights, who believe that we need to strengthen our statutory and maybe even constitutional protections against this type of surveillance state, which seeks to force a radical ideology on us as the cost of doing business in this country.
Our guest is Harmeet Dhillon. She's a civil rights attorney with the Center for American Liberty. And she's also, I'd love to put on your hat as a national committee woman for the RNC coming out of California, because there's ongoing conversations with the Republican Party right now, Harmeet Dhillon. And it all seems to center around one figure, and that is Liz Cheney, who is part of leadership in the House of Representatives, who continues to sort of be an outlier in terms of many of the positions and perspectives that most Republicans seem to hold. Is there room in the Republican Party these days for Liz Cheney?
Sure, there's room for her. If the members of her district, the people of the state of Wyoming, decide to reelect her, there's room for her to hold a seat representing Wyoming. Is there room for her in the leadership? I don't think there should be room for her in the leadership, because I think she's out of step. But, you know, I think you're overstating it when you say that, you know, she doesn't sort of reflect the values I think she reflects the values of way too many members of Congress in the Republican Party, particularly our leaders. If she didn't, she wouldn't still be in the leadership. She's in the leadership with the tacit acceptance of other leaders in the party and members of Congress who voted for her. They should be held responsible for this. So I support the idea of a no-confidence vote or a change in the leadership or whatever you want to call it. America First and constitutional conservatives are the younger crop that are being elected to Congress. They are more in line with what American conservatives are thinking. I want to see more of those younger people in leadership. And I think a lot of the older Republican leaders have failed us. In the beginning of this segment, we're talking about social media censorship. It's the people who elected Liz Cheney into leadership who failed to protect us from social media oligarchy in the first 2 years of the Trump administration. In 2017 and 2018, we had the House, we had the Senate, we had the White House, we had the opportunity to make these changes, and we didn't. And those people didn't bring it because those people take the money from the big tech companies that are now sealing our doom. So absolutely, this is an important moment for the Republican leadership to get rid of Liz Cheney, who's out of step, not just with other members of Congress, but with the American people. She can go ahead and represent her district if they want her. I doubt that. I think that she's serving her last term in Congress, and as a result, she should not be in leadership.
And just to follow up, Harmeet, we only have a minute left, but this is a pretty critical time for this conversation to happen, because 2022 is right around the corner, and boy, the leadership in the House is so in grasp right now. This could be a defining election for Republicans this midterm, but they got to get their act together.
We need better candidates. We need better organization. We need better leadership that is interested not in perpetuating the status quo and keeping people in cozy perches to hand out goodies, but in electing people who will represent the people. And so I'm a big fan of seeing some turnover in Congress.
Well, and listen, part of getting that done is to get good people like Harmeet Dhillon on the National Committee for the RNC and being a part of the conversation and really being active, because these things don't happen on their own. And so, Harmeet Dhillon, as always, I love for you when you come on the program, and I'm really appreciative that you're part of the moving the party in the right direction. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for that as well. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Larry.
Thank you.